Should Congress keep trying? This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. Democrats have promised to keep fighting for voting rights, and that includes 6th District Representative Derek Kilmer. So I tried to sell him my idea that the best way to deal with states that put up obstacles to voting is to relentlessly teach people how to comply with the new rules in these states. Make sure the registration's accurate, make sure they have a ride to those remote drop boxes. I call it radical compliance. Beat the vote suppressors at their own game.
Well, here's how I think about it. One of the sort of fundamental principles of our democracy is that we have a people-powered democracy. Unfortunately, what you've seen, and to me, this is an extension of the big lie from President Trump, this notion that there was massive fraud is one, demonstrably untrue, but two, is driving a lot of these changes in voting rules. And unfortunately, it's happening in a very targeted way that's denying people the right to vote.
Let me ask you this. Do you think there is any chance at all that this campaign would get people so mad that they would do whatever it takes, despite all these roadblocks, to vote in huge numbers and the whole thing would backfire? Or am I just dreaming?
You know, I think the other question, Dave, and I would ask this to you, is should they have to overcome all of those barriers?
Well, but see, I don't like the conditional tense. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. These are inconveniences and they're targeted and it's wrong. But at least for this next election, that's probably going to be a fact of life. If people react by channeling their anger into radical compliance with these laws such that they end up having no effect, that would be powerful. And you'd probably have to do it once. And once they realized it had backfired, they'd probably withdraw these laws if that was truly their intention to stop black people from voting.
Well, I hope people will overcome these barriers, but I don't think they should have to. And the reality is, if the Senate can't protect really the cornerstone of our democracy, then in my view, the Senate rules ought to be reformed. The fact that people can sit in their offices and literally block this vote from ever even being taken, I think is really unfortunate.
So as you can hear, Representative Kilmer wasn't buying my idea. He feels Congress has a responsibility to remove all the obstacles that discourage qualified people from voting. So I went back and I looked at the 2020 election numbers here in our state. Turns out the turnout was 84%, which sounds great. But look more closely at that number. An 84% turnout means that 777,286 ballots were never returned. 777,286 people who had a ballot placed in their hands lacked the motivation to fill them out in a state where no one had to wait in line and no one had to hunt for some remote drop box. And if that's any indication of how seriously people treat this right that everyone calls sacred, Congress would have to do a lot more than preempt a few laws to fix the problem.